Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush. This is Camspiracies on Rush to Reason.
I guess we could start with global warming. Let's just accept that it is happening, and let's accept that it's man-caused.
You know what they put in the water, don't you? Fluoride. Yeah, fluoride. On the pretext that it strengthens your teeth. That's ridiculous.
It's true. The earth is flat. I drive from coast to coast, and this shit's flat to me.
And apparently only 55% of McDonald's franchises nationwide have chosen to sell the McRib.
I'll have what she's having.
All right. Welcome. Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush. Hour number two, Camspiracies. Cam will be back with us here in the future. But in the meantime, she started a new job. I think I said that last week. But in the meantime, I'll still continue on with this particular segment because it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. And I found a, I guess you could call these conspiracies, but everybody wonders when it comes to store brands. In this case, I found an article about Costco. I guess mainly because I shop at a Costco, and I know a lot of you say, why Costco versus Sam's? I mean, because it's convenient, and they have the stuff I like, okay? So I know their political beliefs are not in line with mine. I get it, but, you know, no offense, if all of you went off of your political beliefs, you wouldn't eat tomorrow because there's a lot of people out there that make things that you don't line up with politically speaking, and you still eat and buy their stuff. So I'll just leave it at that. I'm not a boycott guy. I'll just say that straight up. Now, everybody wonders when it comes to these store brands. So in this case, it's Kirkland. So Member's Mark is Sam's or Walmart, and Kirkland is Costco. So everybody kind of wonders at times, where do the Kirkland brand products come from? There's conspiracies surrounding where certain things come from. I'll go through some of these, but in a lot of cases, they're not conspiracies. There's a lot of products, by the way, that you're buying off the shelf at Costco that are made by brand names. They're just relabeled. And, you know, they put a contract together, they buy a certain amount of product, and it's labeled with the Kirkland brand. Now, there are some that are rumors, so I'll just go through the list. I've got quite a few here, but I'll go through a few of them on the list. Diamond Natural Dog Food is rumored to be the same thing that's Costco's brand. And the reason it was rumored that way is when there was a recall on some Diamond Natural Dog Food, the same thing applied to the Costco brand. So they just assumed, put two and two together, Diamond is making Costco. That's not been verified, but that's the theory that's out there. This one is a fact. The Costco-branded coffee that you buy in the Costco, you know, the Kirkland Costco bag is Starbucks. Believe it or not. Now, they sell Starbucks in the same aisle, but you can buy Kirkland's brand, and it's, if you're a Starbucks coffee fan, it's Starbucks coffee. For those of you that still have infants running around, even some of you grandparents, Perrigo, I don't know baby formula like I used to. It used to be Similac, but it's Perrigo, is a popular baby formula brand, and it's a name brand. That is Costco's brand of baby formula. So if you buy the generic Costco, you know, the Costco Kirkland brand, it's Perrigo. So the Jelly Belly candies, everybody's familiar with Jelly Belly, the brand? Well, Costco's jelly beans are Jelly Bellies. The exact same thing. I did not know this one. This one has also been confirmed. Costco's Kirkland brand of batteries are actually Duracells. So Duracell makes the Costco branded battery. which again, a lot of you probably didn't know and probably have avoided at times and gone to the Duracell brand. And in that case, you're just paying for a lot of extra marketing and things that are built into that product. You could buy the exact same product from the Kirkland brand. This one is a conspiracy. Nobody's been able to prove this yet, but a lot of folks think that Costco's vodka is Grey Goose, but nobody's been able to prove that yet. Now, when it comes to tuna, Costco's branded canned tuna is actually Bumblebee, which is a very famous brand in the country. It's actually Bumblebee tuna. Now, when it comes to Italian cheese, and I'm going to butcher this name, Parmigiano, I think is the name. I think I said that right. Parmigiano is a brand. And by the way, it has to be a specific, it's a licensed brand, and certain things have to happen for Italian cheese to be actually sold and branded that way. Well, Costco's cheese is actually that certified branded cheese. And you can either buy their brand and pay a lot of money, or buy the members, or buy the Kirkland brand, and it's the same. This one is a myth, but a lot of the reviewers say that it's true. Pureology, which is a hair care product, kind of a famous hair care product, they claim that the Costco brand is exactly the same, same color, same scent, same everything as the Pureology. So the hair care products on the Costco side are all the same. Now, this one, for a lot of you listening, including parents, grandparents, Costco's diapers, I sent this to Richard and Walt earlier, Costco's diapers are Huggies, and that's a fact. The CEO of Costco has verified that. So there, in this particular case, the diapers, you can buy Huggies and buy the name brand, or you can buy the Kirkland brand, and it's actually the same diaper. John and Cheyenne, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John, with the batteries, I've been buying the Kirkland batteries for years. They last just as long, yeah. And they're about half the price.
There you go. And I'm going to start doing the same. I did not know they were Duracells until today.
You know, I didn't know they were Duracells when I first started doing it. I just said, well, let's see how long they last. I bought one pack.
Well, now you know why, because they're made by, that's actually a Duracell battery.
And then the other thing is I've been feeding my dogs, my previous dog, my current dog, Costco's natural dog food for, God, going on 10 years. And he eats it, and he has never been sick. And
well, that's, again, they claim that's the Diamond natural dog food, which is a good brand as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it's, again, 30 versus 50. I think it's $30 for the 40-pound bag as opposed to $50 for the 40-pound bag. Hey, you know what? I ain't akin to saving money anytime, you know, save $20 here, $20 there. You got $100 in your pocket.
Yep. John, I'm with you. And again, especially like on the batteries, if the batteries are a Duracell battery, you know what? I'll buy them all day long.
You know, I use them in my headlamp when I go backpacking stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I carry, for a five-night backpack, I put a fresh set of the AAAs in my headlamp. I carry one extra set, and I've never had a problem with batteries the whole time. So
awesome.
You know,
good,
and
you
use your headlamp a lot. The other thing, can I make a quick comment on what you were talking about at the bottom of the hour about
the
schools?
Yes, go ahead.
We need a grassroots movement to eliminate property taxes to fund schools and put a school tax where the parents have to kick in a little portion, and the schools will get better.
Yeah, they would. You were right that.
You know,
you're correct.
And you do it on an income basis. You know, you got your federal, your state income tax. You got three dependents that are school age. Well, you're not going to get back as much. You're going to pay in a little more because you're going to pay to put your kids to school.
Yep.
But.
Yep.
Hey,
no,
John,
John, I appreciate it very much. You're spot on. And he's proven my point on some of this stuff from Costco. So I left off with diapers. They're actually Huggies, for those of you that maybe didn't know. This one I kind of guessed just because the box says Reynolds on it, but if you buy their tinfoil, Costco's tinfoil, it is Reynolds wrap. It's the same exact product, even says Reynolds on the side. This one I did not know. So the red cups, the they're Costco branded paper plates, etc. The cups specifically are Chinette, which is a very good brand. Ice cream, which I don't know this brand of ice cream, but evidently it's a very popular brand of ice cream. Humboldt. Does that make sense to you, Charlie? Have you heard of that ice cream brand? Humboldt makes their ice cream. Niagara does their, I think I'm saying that right, does their bottled water, which is a famous, you know, brand. Now, a lot of their, one thing I learned in reading this list, a lot of their alcohol is name brand. It's just rebranded in their bottle. So Scotch is Alexander Murray, which I don't know the brand. George Dickel is the bourbon. La Madrelena is tequila, which again, I don't know anything about any of that stuff, but supposedly from the reviews I read, that's all name brand stuff that is sold again under the Kirkland brand. I talk about this one on Drive Radio a lot. They now have their own motor oil brand. It's, and I have verified this, it's made by Warren Oil Distribution. Chocolate. I don't know this brand either, but their chocolates are Bloomer chocolates. Hearing aids. The Costco brand is Sonova, which, again, I don't know about hearing aids. But now this one I do know because I buy the Costco balsamic vinaigrette, but that is made by a company called Astem, which, or Actum maybe, I'm not saying that right, but it's a very well-known balsamic brand. And again, much like other types of wines and so on, there are certain things that have to happen for this particular label to be used, and Costco goes through that because this particular product is made by that other company. I didn't know this. They're laundry detergent. So Costco's brand of laundry detergent is made by a company called Henkel, which also makes, I think it's a German company. They make detergents like Persil, P-E-R-S-I-L. Persil? Am I saying that right? Persil? I don't buy that brand, but I might start because you're actually buying a very good brand of laundry detergent under the Costco brand. Here's something that's interesting. Now, I do buy their raw honey. It says Costco raw, local, unfiltered honey. And I didn't know this, but that's actually Rice's Honey, which is a Colorado company. So we have a Colorado company that supplies honey to all of the Costco distribution around the country. They go to local farmers and you know, beekeepers and so on and get the honey and do it that way. But here in Colorado, when you buy the unfiltered honey here in the Colorado stores, you're actually buying it locally from the local beehives here. Mattresses are Stearns and Foster mattresses. Bolthouse Farms does their carrot juice. And Ocean Spray is their cranberry juice. We'll come back. I'll talk a little more on that and or move into some other topics that I've got for you. As well, we have calls coming in, 303-477-5600. Extreme Auto Repair, though, is next, and they want to take care of your automotive needs. Whatever you need with your vehicle, Extreme is there for you. Don't forget about the alignment special going on now, $69.95. That started today. Four-wheel alignment includes a complete inspection of all the front-end components and rear suspension components. They will adjust the toe-in to the factory specs if needed. Straighten the steering wheel. It does not include any replacement of worn or damaged parts. So find them online at extremeautorepair.com or go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
Bring your fleet to Extreme Auto Repair.
I'm Kevin, and we've been working with Extreme Automotive for approximately 10 years. We use them for all our fleet and trailer needs, meaning vans and pickups, and they do a good job fixing up our vehicles and not overselling and exaggerating problems. They fix whatever needs to be repaired, but they do not oversell. We've used other automotive repair companies, and either the problem doesn't get resolved, or when you bring a vehicle in, they just have this whole laundry list of stuff they want to do. And I believe in a lot of those cases, they're overselling their services, and it costs an extreme amount of money if you go down that checklist. So I would recommend Extreme Auto to fleet owners or just individuals that need their vehicles repaired. They're very reliable, very honest, and follow through.
Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept. Visit klzradio.com/extreme.
All right, affordable interest mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, I said earlier, if you're looking to do anything different with your mortgage, Kurt is your guy. He would love to chat with you, and he's a guy that'll just help you out. He'll tell you exactly what your options are and what is best for you. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. And yes, I was talking Camspiracies about some of the things surrounding the, Costco's of the world and so on. And, you know, what's a name brand and, you know, so on and so forth, and how does all that work and what have you. And, yeah, there's a lot of good things that you can actually buy with the, you know, store brands, if you would, but you need to be careful because in some cases they work and in other cases not so much. But I went through that list, and if you want that particular article, let me know. We'll put that up on Facebook or what have you, and we will get that going. So a couple of things I wanted to actually go over earlier that we didn't get a chance to do. Richard's going to join me here in just a minute. We'll talk about a few things sports-wise and so on as well. So TikTok. You guys have heard me talk about TikTok plenty. Well, between Trump and the United States government coming out and saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, we're not going to let TikTok be, you know, what it is today in this country if it continues to be the way it is. Given all of that, Microsoft last week sort of expressed interest in buying TikTok. Well, guess what? That endeavor continues. So Microsoft is in talks to acquire portions of the Chinese-owned TikTok. Now, it wouldn't include everyone, but I believe it would be U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, I think, are the four areas that they would actually take over. Now, how all of that works, I have no idea. I will tell you, for the little bit of time that I use TikTok, it's actually a fun app. There's a lot of things there. There's a lot of garbage. I get it, but there's a lot of useful information on TikTok, even with how certain things work. And you know, a lot of people in their jobs will just show you how certain, you know, for example, you can watch how oil wells get drug and how they sling pipe and do different things along those lines. And it's fascinating. And all of them are under 60 seconds, so it's a lot of fun to watch. But I don't want all that happening and having the Chinese look at what I'm doing at the same time. So this may cure that. We will see. On Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that TikTok was not the only Chinese-owned software company the White House is looking at and is in their crosshairs. So there are other companies that pose security risks as well. We talked about what some of those are in the past in this same hour. So again, you may see TikTok come back around if Microsoft ends up buying them out. We'll see how that actually goes. It's hard to say. But anyways, interestingly enough, we'll see what happens when it comes to that. All right. We talked a little bit about this last week as well. Andy and I did. Sometimes government is really stupid. Not sometimes, a lot of times. Last week, though, the Department of Health declared racism to be a public health crisis. Now, I don't know. State Department of Health, Colorado Department of Health, declared it to be a public health crisis. Joe sent me this and gave it to old Joe. He emailed them the following four questions. He's not gotten a response yet, but here's the four questions. What percentage of Coloradans suffer from that affliction, and is it contagious? How can I tell if someone I come in contact with suffers from this affliction? What is the cure, and how will we know when it's no longer at crisis level? And what are your plans to develop and distribute the cure? He says, surely they must have answers to those questions, because if they don't, it would mean that their crisis declaration was nothing more than an instance of pointless virtue signaling, right? Question mark? Yeah, you're right, Joe. That's basically all it is if they don't have answers to those questions. Here's what I can already, and Joe already knows this. There are no answers to those questions because it's a stupid thing they did. Because it's not real. Not that racism isn't real. Don't get me wrong. Racism is real, but it's not a public health crisis. And to label it such is just political posturing at its best. Anyways, Joe, great questions that you asked. On the heels of that, AOC, we all know her, Ocasio-Cortez. The statue of a Catholic saint, which, by the way, I've actually been to this island and I've seen the statue of a Catholic saint, and I've been to this particular island. I've seen this. So, for those of you that don't know, the island of Molokai in Hawaii was a place where lepers were sent. So if you had leprosy back in the day, you were sent to basically hang out on that island and at some point die. That's what they did. They isolated you. They sent you to the island and you died. Well, there was a Catholic saint by the name of Father Damien who thought that someone should be there to care for those folks, for those lepers. So he himself went to that island and took care of those individuals in an act of just self-denial. He denied his own self, went there, went to the leper colony, and eventually died from leprosy. Leprosy is a very contagious skin disease. It contracts from one person to another very easily. That's why back in the day, and they didn't know they had any cures for it. So back in the day, they isolated individuals. By the way, the way they isolated those folks back in the day in biblical times, even all the way up into the, you know, until we found a cure, you isolated yourself away from other individuals. You were not, in fact, if you were a leper, you would have to yell out that you were a leper. You were not allowed to come in contact with other individuals that didn't have leprosy because that's how contagious it was. But she criticized the number of white male figures that represented these sorts of patriarchy and white supremacist culture, she says. And she basically, even wants the statue of Father Damien taken down. Keep in mind what I just said about what he did. Her quote, "This is what patriarchy and white supremacist culture looks like. It's not radical or crazy to understand the influence white supremacist culture has historically had in our overall culture and how it impacts the present day." And again, she's talking about Father Damien, Belgian-born 19th century priest who dedicated his life to the leper colony on the island of Molokai, and again, who eventually died from the disease. So again, these folks will not stop at all until they have literally ruined our entire American history and culture. I'll leave it at that. We'll talk to Richard in a moment. Pure4 Chevrolet is coming up next. They want to help you out with all your vehicle needs, new or used. They'll take care of you. Doesn't matter what it is. And I've had lots of you go out there and buy cars from them. We appreciate that very much. When you go out, please mention Rush to Reason. Not only will they give you whatever their special is at the time, but you'll get a special period on whatever you buy. New, used, doesn't matter. Find new roads, pure4chevrolet.com.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 56, and my son Richard joining me now. Richard, welcome. How are you?
Good, Dad. How are you doing?
Not too bad. The old rain. Charlie and I are watching the rain clouds roll across the city, but, you know, they don't last very long, so hard to say what's going to happen next.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. They said severe thunderstorms possible, maybe ping pong sized hail, which will make a little bit of a dent there.
Yeah, those will make dents. That's for sure. Let's talk first, I guess, just sports over the weekend. NASCAR had some racing. What all went on over the weekend?
So you had quite a bit. The NBA is back, or I should say the woke BA is back in.
The woke BA, there you go.
Yep, the NHL, which kind of had a little bit of a deal, but for the most part, their players have kind of, you know, ignored it. They're back in session. There was a super exciting Avalanche game yesterday, although most people, or a lot of people here in Denver, couldn't watch it because altitude and Comcast still can't get their figured out. But exactly, still fighting. Even you think they could figure it out after all this. And you got the baseball back, Rockies back. Rockies are playing tonight. Nuggets, I think, are actually playing currently, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's an exciting time, Dad. Honestly, you know, kind of back in sports. It's weird to watch without fans. I'll be 100% honest. It's kind of weird. I don't know if I really like it. Definitely know why fans, you know, matter, because they, you know, just bring that sense of energy and excitement to the games. And so it's good, I guess, in the time of sports. August, if you're a sports fan, is going to be pretty crazy. You've obviously got the NBA are still doing their play-in games. The NHL are still doing their play games right now. So the playoffs technically have started in the NHL, haven't yet technically started in the NBA. You've got baseball, who had a little bit of a scare over the weekend with some of their players. You had the Marlins, you know, they kind of had a severe outbreak, or they're claiming outbreak, and okay. The Cardinals, the same thing, and people were saying, this is going to be the downfall of sports. See, the NFL is not going to be able to play. Well, come to find out, these players were essentially going out and, you know, going to clubs and bars and so on and so forth. And I'll say this. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be able to do those things. However, as an athlete in today's world, in the pandemic of today, you have to understand that if you get it, wherever it be, you're going to obviously have to sit out and do all these other things. So there's no indication that even there was spread amongst teams, and Dad, the teams they were playing against, especially in baseball. But again, baseball is probably the least contact sport of the remaining. Right. I haven't really had anyone, kind of go. Or I guess really there was not spread from team to team. Let's just say that it was kind of within the team itself, and so. Just kind of interesting, and it'll also be interesting to see what happens in Florida, because obviously that's where Major League Soccer is, the NBA is, the NHL is, because they now are estimated to be right around, you know, 20% or so of the state has potentially had it, right? I know we've talked about this a little bit, Dad, and it seems like that 20% number may be, again, I'm not an expert in this, I'm not an epidemiologist by any stretch of the imagination, but it just seems like maybe 20% is kind of the virus really runs rampant until you get to 20%. And then after that, it's not as bad. And it just seems like it has a lot fewer hosts and a lot fewer people can infect and so on and so forth. So basically, you know, one in five people have it. Because keep in mind, at the start of this pandemic, Dad, it was, you know, they were thinking that basically we had to have a 60% herd immunity to get it.
Right.
And again, I'm not going to start and speculate, but just it's an interesting, I think, dynamic to think about and to kind of hear about. But yeah, as far as sports go, they're coming back. Like I said, it was an exciting game that happened yesterday with the Avalanche. And it'll be interesting, Dad, to see how the rest of the sports season goes. I know the Raiders today, speaking of NFL, canceled all of their basically fans in the stands because Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, said that he didn't want to give preferential treatment. So he didn't want to give, you know, basically this guy couldn't go to the – basically this guy can go to the game, but you can't. But keep in mind with the Raiders and the Rams and the Chargers, they sell personal seat licenses, right, PSLs.
What's that mean?
Which basically essentially means it gives you you purchase a license, which you purchase a right to buy a seat.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a double charge in a way, whereas the Broncos, right, if you're a season ticket holder, you just renew, you're good.
Okay.
Whereas the PSLs is kind of an additional form of revenue. It essentially gives you the right to pursue this. So I think there's an initial upfront cost, you know, a couple $1,000 or, you know, depending on the type of seat and sort of thing. And then it gives you a right to choose certain seats and become a season ticket holder and stuff that way. And I think, and I haven't done much research in this, so this is just me kind of thinking out loud here. I think a lot of it's on the legal side of things because the PSL contract basically precludes you from doing that. So basically, if other PSL holders get to go to the game and get to purchase seats, as long as you've met your obligations, you get to as well.
Hmm.
So I think legally, that's why you're seeing that happen. I don't think it's so much the what's going to happen in Vegas and stuff. And again, I think that, again, our beloved governor over here in Colorado, I think that there's a chance that you actually see fans back in the stands here in Colorado.
Okay.
You
were telling me yesterday that NASCAR had, like, a race here recently with 20,000 people in the stands, but you didn't hear anything about that.
They did. And like I said, I don't think, again, I don't know, and I'm sure we can find out. Well, maybe we won't be able to find out. I haven't heard of a big, and I feel like you would have heard from the media, because this happened about 3 weeks ago. You would have heard in the media if there was a big super spreading event, and I don't think that was the case.
No.
Which again, goes back to, I think I sent you the statistic on Friday, and I'm not sure if you got into it or not. 75% of Americans believe that that they will end up in the hospital if they catch coronavirus, right?
75%? Why?
75%? I don't know.
Unreal.
I do know, Dad. We know the answer. And that is that's simply because of the media, right?
Yeah, and which, by the way, great example. So I got a couple examples along those lines. Two, actually. So Burks, over the weekend, she came out and basically said that the outbreak is not under control because people are on the move. What do they expect everybody to do in the summertime? Just stay home and do nothing?
Yes. Again, these are doctors, Dad. We've talked about this. Doctors, if they could have their way, you know, doctors also don't recommend that you do, you know, that you go skydiving and that you go, you know, potentially go play, you know, golf and do certain things in certain conditions, right? You know, obviously doctors want you to be healthy and they want you to do this and that. You know, a lot of doctors today, Dad, will say don't eat red meat.
Right.
And so, you know, doctors are inherently risk averse, right?
And I think a lot of this stuff is centralized as well. Let me give you an example. So all of us know Representative Gohmert, which, by the way, he's a great guy, great representative. Well, his daughter, by the way, who she's a knucklehead, the daughter of Louis Gohmert, says that her father has COVID-19 because he ignored medical expertise. And here's her quote. And I'm going to read the rest of this, but here's her quote. "This has been a heartbreaking battle because I love my dad and I don't want him to die," says Gohmert's daughter, Caroline, a recording artist also known as Bell Saint. So the 66-year-old politician was diagnosed ahead of a planned trip with President Trump to the Permian Basin in Texas. The diagnosis forced him to cancel the trip. Keep in mind, he was interviewed just Wednesday. He has no symptoms.
Yeah.
He tweeted that he's taking hydroxychloroquine. And so basically he's taking some of that as a preventative measure. He has no symptoms. So I'm confused as to the tweet where she says this has been a heartbreaking battle, but he's got no symptoms.
Well, it's kind of like that. I just saw a tweet from a guy by the name of Darren Rovell. He's a former ESPN reporter, and he came out and So there's this Indiana football player, Indiana University football player, who he tweeted just 3 days ago that he will not let fear run his life. But his mom just posted on Facebook about how her son has been in an epic battle, and epic battle with coronavirus, been in and out, and his blood work is showing him signs that he could be in for a long fight with some other diseases and stuff, and he's been battling this for 14 days. So if he's been battling COVID for over 14 days, he just tweeted that he will not let fear live his life 3 days ago. So there's not really any correlation with those tweets, right?
No, there's not.
But that's what you're getting, is you're getting this fear mongering. And like I said, 75% of Americans believe they will end up in the hospital because of COVID. Mm. But just 0.01% have actually been hospitalized because of it. Let me say that again. 75% think they're going to end up in the hospital.
Right.
But in reality, 0.01% of Americans have ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, and there's out of 330 million people in this country, only 4.6 million have even gotten the virus, and a lot of those don't even know they've had it, that have gotten it. And those numbers, by the way, I believe are highly inflated. So again, where are all of these people like this, the daughter of Gohmert Bellsaint? In fact, if that was my daughter, I would have made her do a retraction. I mean, probably she's an adult, so he probably can't make that happen. But I would sure have some strong words if that was one of my kids saying something along those lines, when in fact I'm not even having any signs of showing I've got the virus.
And I think that's the key, Dad. There's just so, and we have had several talks as a family, with extended family and everything over the past couple of weeks, and it just seems to be hitting this boiling point of, I told you today, if you could essentially start a news organization today that literally just gave headlines. I think I sent you one from the Wall Street Journal, which is relatively conservative, and it says, U.S. daily cases hit, record low, or not record low, lowest low in, mm-hmm. in 2 weeks or whatever it is, right? Well, if you look at all the other ones, even Fox, you look at CNN, MSNBC, all these other places, and the headlines are the exact opposite. Still 50,000
yep.
new cases,
yep.
Reported. And it's like, we wonder why as a society we have all of the situation and issues we do, when it's because fear sells,
yep.
right? And that's what these news organizations are doing. And obviously Louis Gohmert's daughter has that happen to her, where it's just the fear aspect. And they've essentially kind of, honestly, maybe just out of her own negligence of not necessarily researching and stuff, and basically have just said, here you go. This is what you need to believe. So if you get it, you're going to end up in the hospital. And it's like, folks, like you said, I think they're estimating now 50%. That could be high. Let's just call 50%, maybe 45%, whatever. Our people are going to be asymptomatic.
Yep.
That means most people are never going to
yep.
know. So like you said, Dad, that amount of cases that we've had, the 4.6 million or whatever it is, it's probably low by a factor of at least 10, right? So I bet you 40 million Americans have had this. And so you're up
yeah.
to 10, you're up to almost, well, I guess it's about what, 12%?
Yeah, 12% or so, yeah. Yeah.
Of Americans?
Yeah.
So I guess what we're saying, coming back to sports and stuff is, they're talking about high school football now and what to do. And Dad, I've had a lot of feelings on this, but that is one. Folks, do not let them, if you've got a kid that is especially a senior in high school, and you're scared, number one, don't be, because your kid's minimal risk.
Exactly.
Higher
Very
risk of
minimal.
Dying on the way to practice than
That's
that.
That's right.
But don't let them take that away. I can tell you that my senior season of football with my buddies is still one of the most vivid and
yep.
best memories
yep.
of my life.
Yeah, don't let them take that away.
No
Good
one
point.
Should have that taken away.
I agree. Well said. All right, we'll leave it at that. We'll come back. Talk about Dwayne The Rock Johnson in a moment. Gino's Auto Service is next. Gino's with a J. And if you need anything with your vehicle, and they've got some great specials going on right now, air conditioning to be one of those, just go to Gino's and get things taken care of. Full bumper-to-bumper service. Got a great AC special running as we speak. It's Gino's with a J, ginosautoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
Hot Colorado weather is here, and now is a good time to get your car's air conditioning system in shape for the summer. Are your Freon levels adequate? Gino's Auto in Littleton is here to help. Save $35 on Gino's air conditioning service through the month of July. Take advantage of their free battery check and Napa Auto Care's $25 gift card with the installation of a new car battery. Chino's Auto Service is celebrating 37 years in business, all thanks to their great customers for the support. Chino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers, meaning Chino's is able to maintain previous work and honor warranty work you may have had done at Larry's. Chino's offers loaner vehicles that have been deep cleaned for your protection, so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Chino's is a Colorado Select member and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Check out Chino's Google reviews or call with any questions. Visit Chino's online at chinosautoservice.com. That's Chino's with a J.
All right, folks, save the children. As we've been discussing, even today, schools not in session. Will they be back in session? Whatever. You know, honestly, the kids that are out there suffering that can't eat right now don't care. We can help them. We can feed them. That's what Save the Children is doing, but they need our help to do so. Their funding is down, so we need to step up and make it happen. SaveChildrenKLZ.org is the website. Give, donate now, please. SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
When schools first let out because of the COVID-19 crisis, we had no idea what the future held. Then the summer became something that would not include summer school. And now, of course, we know that school, even in the fall, is in question. In all of this, the 30 million U.S. school children who count on school for their nutrition are left hanging in the balance. It's in school that these children get what we take for granted every day, nutritious meals. Save the Children is standing in the gap, and you can too. Your $100 gift to Save the Children today can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. $300 can provide that for a child for a month. Call right now, because just saying we're all in this together isn't enough. Today we can do something to help children right here at home. Call 1-800-570-5155. That's 1-800-570-5155. Or go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Nancy with Metron Technology said, "We have used Business Equipment Service for many years. They are always pleasant to work with and responsive to our infrequent requests for service. We highly recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, on to sports. Dwayne Johnson, big announcement today. What happened?
Yeah, so him along with his $7 production, so his production company, and another, I don't want to call him an angel investor, another investor, I apologize, I don't know the gentleman's your kind of standing, but basically he and this group are purchasing the XFL for about $15 million.
It's not much.
And obviously we know the XFL. Yeah, we know the XFL from Vince McMahon, kind of latest thing. It was happening this spring, and then obviously COVID hit, and just obviously didn't work out. They weren't able to stay open and stay running like most sports, and I don't think they had the capital to do so. So Vince McMahon ended up selling them. They went into bankruptcy, and so it is in, it's got to go to the bankruptcy board for approval, right? That, or not the board, but
yeah,
the bankruptcy
the trustee,
court and
bankruptcy
figure that
trustee,
out.
You'll have to look at it.
Yeah, and so the courts are already deciding, or not the courts, the creditors are already fighting, saying that it's not enough money and so on and so forth. But there's no other suitable bids, which is interesting because, the XFL kind of talks it up as they had a lot of bidders in play, which usually means they don't have a lot of bidders in play, right? If you've got to say something, it probably means
right. It's
not the case. So in that situation, it's kind of interesting. But, yeah, I think this will be interesting, Dad. Keep in mind, The Rock knows Vince McMahon, right? Because he used to be his former employee and wrestler. And, The Rock, he was a former Miami football player, so he knows football. He played in the league for, I don't even think he ended up playing a season. I think he went to camp and tore his knee up and he wasn't able to continue, so that's why he went into wrestling. But I think this is fantastic, Dad. You and I were talking about this earlier. It's a fantastic success story.
Dwayne Johnson is a huge success story. He is a guy that, and I've got a quote from him. You and I were talking about it earlier today, but for those of you listening that maybe don't know who he is, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a lot of you may or may not like him. I actually don't care for his politics, but when it comes to him and his work ethic and so on, I mean, the guy's a role model in that particular area. He had issues back, grew up very poor. His dad was a wrestler, poor wrestler, by the way, wasn't very famous. They struggled at one point. He came home and his mom was facing an eviction notice. His dad was in Tennessee wrestling, I mean, the guy didn't grow up with, you know, the best of environments when it comes to all of that. He lived in Hawaii, but, you know, somehow, some way through all of that, he made it happen. You know, he was a troubled teen, got into trouble at school, and finally realized he needed to turn his life around. But here's what he says. From wrestling and flea markets, making $40 a match, to used car dealerships, to barns, to breaking attendance records in every major dome in the U.S., I've learned the most important relationship I'll ever have in business is the relationship I have with my audience. Pay attention to who you do your business for. In other words, you know what this guy does and what's enabled him to get ahead of everybody else in that arena is, honestly, Richard, he knows how to work harder than everybody else he's around, and he's proven that over and over again.
Yeah, he truly does. You know, we were talking about it earlier, like you said. He knows how to work harder. He knows his audience, which is key. You know, a lot of
which is Donald Trump, by the way, as well.
Absolutely. Well, people give him grief because he's a wrestler, right? So he was over the top, and he was just acting. And because he was in acting movies, you know, Fast and the Furious and things like that, where it's not really super high-quality acting. Well, here's the deal. They're estimating now he's worth $320 million.
Wow.
I will do a lot of things for $320 million. I don't care what you say about me.
Yeah.
You can say I'm
a... Yeah, you can say he's a dope all you want, but he's still worth that kind of money. And he did that, by the way. He earned all of that on his own.
Absolutely he did. And now, again, his daddy, or, you know, was Rocky Johnson, was a wrestler. But like you said, he wasn't this super, super famous, great wrestler.
No.
That was... You know, I think he did end up getting elected into the Hall of Fame. But again, back then, wrestling didn't make gobs and gobs of money. So... You know, he's really kind of brought himself up and honestly done what a lot of wrestlers have tried to do, right, and are trying to do, and he's done it really, really well. So,
yep.
No, I'm a fan of it. I actually think this will be exciting, Dad, if they allow this to go through, which I think they should, because I think that he could bring some exciting ideas to the XFL, and we've talked about this before, right? At the end of the day, sports are there to entertain us, right? To take our mind off of the world, and that's why they've been so sorely missed in this COVID environment today. And I think he understands that.
I think he does too. Now, again, he quote says it. He understands his. You know what? I think he understands the audience better than the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, and NHL, and the rest of them. To be honest with you, I think he understands the fans better than they do.
I would absolutely agree. Like I said, I think that this will be really interesting and fascinating to see what he does. He's essentially going to have about 6 or 8 months or so to see if they're going to be able to put on a spring season. They've got all of the assets and stuff. I think they've got the agreements in place. And keep in mind, The Rock's got pretty good. You know, he does the Titan games for NBC. He's got some connections in Hollywood, similar to Vince McMahon, that will allow him, I think, to kind of get a little bit more of a leg up and maybe be able to work some deals that are interesting. So I think it's something to keep an eye on, especially if you're a fan of sports.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're not, if you're a fan of success stories, something to consider.
Yeah. No, well said. All right. We'll leave it at that. Good stuff. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you Friday.
Have a good
week. All right. Have a great week. Bruce Simmons is up next. Again, he is our reverse mortgage professor. And you know what? Here's the deal. I've talked to my folks this morning about this. If you've got a current reverse mortgage even, and it's got a high interest rate, or higher interest rate, I should say, you can change that. You can get with Bruce, and he can actually go through that process. And if your house has gone up in value, potentially redo things where you've got a larger line of credit on that particular mortgage. That's what Bruce can do for you. So go to klzradio.com, find Bruce there, reach out to him. Most of all, tell him you listen to him on Rush to Reason.
You should never need to worry about losing your home in retirement. KLZ's reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has only one goal: to relieve your burden of uncertainty, giving you the confidence that you may stay in your home as long as you wish. Call Bruce Simmons now and breathe a sigh of relief about your housing expenses. You worry about retiring primarily because you don't know what the future holds. The unknown feels daunting. The Reverse Mortgage Loan Program exists to give you certainty about the future. You will still need to pay your property taxes and homeowner's insurance, continue living in the home as your primary residence, and maintain your home. But as long as you meet those basic requirements, the Federal Housing Administration guarantees that the bank cannot take your house ever. Call KLZ's reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, with American Liberty Mortgage today, and never worry about losing your home again. Call 303-467-7821.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Appreciate Richard and some of the research that he does on the sports end of things. And yeah, just back to Dwayne Johnson for just a moment. And I realize that his politics may not always, line up with the rest of us, because he's a Hollywood. I don't know that he would even call himself a Hollywood elitist, although dollar-wise, he probably would be in that particular realm. But the thing I appreciate about him is just his personal testimony, the fact that he'll talk about where he came from, what he did to get where he's at today. He's just one of those guys that even today, in fact, I was on vacation in Hawaii a couple years ago, and he was filming. I can't remember what he was filming. I remember Charlie, if it was Jumanji or what they were filming. I think it was Jumanji they were filming at that point in time a few years ago. And even the folks on the island were talking about, number one, what a nice guy he is. Very approachable, super nice guy. And these are from the locals that were there talking about it. Number two, the fact that everybody knows there what a work ethic the guy's got. I mean, he just has got a work ethic beyond anybody else that most of these people have ever met. And he's not a prima donna. And I think, when you hear that from people that work with somebody that close, especially somebody, some of these folks that are on an island where the word travels fast, trust me, everybody there knows everybody, and they know whether the guy's a prima donna and a jerk or if he's really a genuine guy. And when you listen to them talk about what a genuine guy he really is, it's like, okay, yeah, this guy just has got it figured out. He knows how it works. He may not have the politics dialed in, but when it comes to his work ethic and how he sees that end of it, you can't fault him there. So we'll be right back. We got another full hour coming your way. Kurt Rogers will join us top of the hour, talk to us about interest rates and what's going on then. And then Chris Orestes is going to join us and talk about cyber criminals stealing your identity and your life as well. We'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.